Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In Series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial anecdotes that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, musician Andrew Ridgeley from Wham discusses what happened when bandmate George Michael not only had a falling out with the Modfather, Paul Weller, at the recording of Band Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas single, but also felt conflicting emotions when they released their own Yuletide classic Last Christmas on the same day as the biggest ever charity single at the time. I hope you enjoy it. While George was in West London recording Do They Know It's Christmas with the cream of British rock and pop talent, I was enjoying a lie-in followed by a leisurely Sunday morning with the papers and a bacon and egg sandwich. It was only when I later met up with George for more rehearsals that I finally grasped the magnitude of what had taken place. Pulled together by Boomtown Rats frontman Bob Geldof and Midgeur from Ultravox, Band Aid's ranks included members of U2, Heaven 17, Kool & the Gang, Spandau Ballet, Culture Club, Bananarama and Status Quo. Phil Collins, Paul Young and Sting were there too. George should have been happy to be singing alongside them, but he was upset following the recording. Paul Weller had taken exception to George's description earlier in the year of Miners' Union leader Arthur Scargill as a wanker, and told him so. Unknowingly, Weller had hit a raw nerve. Wham had been a controversial addition to the bill at a Miners' Strike benefit gig at the Royal Festival Hall a few months previously. Club Tropicana had been seen by the music press as a betrayal of the social conscience in evidence on Wham Rap and Young Guns. Our decision to appear at the benefit dressed all in white didn't help lend us political gravitas either. We then annoyed the organisers when George insisted we lip-sync our set rather than play the songs live. He hated not being in complete control of our sound, and given some of the snide comments over our inclusion, was paranoid that one of the sound engineers might attempt to nobble us. We were conscious of a growing antipathy towards Wham from music snobs within the industry, and George believed we were being undermined at every opportunity. He didn't want our detractors to land another cheap shot. But we're good enough, I reasoned beforehand. We play live all the time. It's going to be fine. George shook his head. No, we'll have a backing tape. That way no one can mess with us. I tried to argue that lip-syncing might prove counterproductive. I feared it would hand our detractors even more ammunition to aim at us if word were to leak out, only reinforcing a view within music circles that Wham was not the real deal.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It wasn't the first time either. There had been similar trouble when we had played on Channel 4's The Tube. It prided itself on being a live show, but once again George antagonised everybody by insisting we lip-sync as if we were on Top of the Pops. His need to have complete control over our sound meant he would not be persuaded, but his inflexibility backfired horribly. After we'd performed the first of two songs, the sound engineer started the second track while George was still introducing it. He was incandescent. As far as he was concerned, our performance had been maliciously scuppered on live TV, making us a laughingstock. "Well, you bloody asked for that, mate," I thought. It had been a pratfall entirely of his own making. But to then be confronted by Paul Weller during the recording of Do They Know It's Christmas, a charity event, only amplified George's feeling that he was under siege. He felt Weller's comments were inappropriate, but most importantly, it wasn't how he would have treated another artist in a similar position. George was at Band Aid because it was an altruistic gesture he wanted to support. To then be grilled by another artist in the same position was distressing. Both Last Christmas and Do They Know It's Christmas were being released on the same day. We had become very competitive about Wham's chart performance. But on this occasion, we were just going to have to accept that our song, which had felt like a number one record from the day George had first sketched it out, was going to be kept off the top spot, and that was as it should be. Do They Know It's Christmas launched like a rocket, selling 1 million copies in its first week to become the fastest selling single of all time, then quickly shifting another 3 million more to become the biggest ever UK single. Last Christmas, backed by the B-side Everything She Wants, remained at number 2 in the charts for 13 weeks. We had achieved the Trivial Pursuit answer honour of releasing the biggest selling single not to get to number 1. I'd be lying if I said that George and I weren't a little conflicted about it. Of course, we were delighted that Band Aid raised so much money for Ethiopian famine relief. But there was, at the same time, an undertow of disappointment. It was easier for me to reconcile my feelings about the situation, especially as the success of both singles was contributing to the same vital cause. But it was different for George. Chart success was an important affirmation of his self-worth, and getting to number one had really mattered to him. We were soon making jokes about the perennial bridesmaid status of Last Christmas. But underneath the gags, I knew he was smarting a little. Andrew Ridgeley has always been seen as the other guy from Wham, but as far as I'm concerned, he's had the perfect career. Get in, earn a load of cash, get a little bit famous, retire, don't complain about anything, write a memoir for a load more cash, be happy. What do you think? Is that the perfect kind of fame? I kind of think so. Let me know your thoughts on the Andrew Ridgeley extract and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comments section, or by posting to our social media on Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It would be a huge help if you could. Please check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a lighthearted look into the most important day of our guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at Pod It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.